Geography of Jerusalem, a photographic tour by Robert C. Newman, a brief abstract of this talk, an introduction to the geography of the city of Jerusalem, its hills and valleys, walls and city sections, buildings and sites, as the city existed at the time of Jesus, features photos of the sites as they look today, or as reconstructed in the model city at the Holy Land Hotel in Jerusalem. We're going to divide up our tour into several subheadings. These will be the valleys around Jerusalem, the hills, the city walls in the New Testament period, sections of the city, major buildings and structures, and other sites related to Jesus' ministry. Valleys around Jerusalem. If you look at the map at the right here, the H's indicate the course, the Hinnom Valley, on the left-hand and bottom of the map, which would be the west and south of the map. And they run west and south of the city. This is the place where garbage is burned, and that's where the term Gehenna comes from, which is a term used to picture hell, if you like, in the biblical material, that from Valley Hinnom. The K's on this map, running on the right side and from the upper middle to the bottom, is the Kidron Valley. That's east of the city of Jerusalem. And that's the location of Gethsemane, the place where Jesus prayed before his arrest and was arrested. The T's, running down the middle, represent the Tyropean Valley. That's the Greek name of that valley, which means cheesemaker's valley. Runs in the midst of the city, and as I said, Greek for cheesemakers. This valley has largely been filled in over the centuries, so is nowhere near as deep now as it was in ancient times. Well, some pictures. This picture shows us the valleys around Jerusalem viewed from the south near sunset, and kind of right in the middle of the picture, but below the horizon line, is the temple site. You can just glimpse the golden dome of the rock, the dome of the rock, and up behind it, I think you can see the, I believe that's the University of, Hebrew University, I believe, the dark shadow to the, bearing off to the right then would be the Kidron Valley, and bearing off to the left would be the Hinnom Valley. So, valleys around Jerusalem viewed from the south near sunset, and we put the labels on there for Hinnom and Kidron. Hills around Jerusalem. Look at this map with the various letters on it. The O represents the Ophel, which was the part of the city existing when David conquered it from the Jebusites. The M just above it represents the hill Moriah. And this is the site of the temple, and we believe the site of Abraham's sacrifice as well. That is Abraham's interrupted sacrifice of Isaac. The two L's on the right represent the location of the Mount of Olives. Outside the city, the top of the mount is actually about a half mile east of Jerusalem, though you can't see the top on this particular map. The hill of the upper city is marked by U here, and that is to the west of Ophel, and higher than Ophel or Moriah. So when you look across from the Mount of Olives, you'll see that that sits up higher than the other two do. Here's an aerial view of the Ophel at the bottom and Moriah at the top, and here you can see the two domes on the Temple Mount, the Dome of the Rock at the north and the Al-Aqsa Mosque in silver at the bottom of the part of the Temple Mount there, and the wall, a retaining wall around the Temple Mount. The Ophel down there and Moriah up there if you pull the labels on. Here's a picture of the Mount of Olives taken from over on the approximate location of the Temple Mount. Here's a picture of Moriah and the hill of the upper city from the Mount of Olives. There's Moriah there, and again you can see the retaining walls and the two domes, and the upper city behind it. City walls in the first century A.D. The south wall will be here marked with a red line, like that. The east wall with a green line, coming up like that along the east side of Ophel, and then past the Temple Mount. And the west wall, marked in a darker red, brown actually it is, I guess, running from the edge of the south wall up the west like that. And then a series of north walls. The site of Jerusalem has rather natural fortification with the valleys on the west, southwest, and south and southeast, but is rather unprotected from the north side where there are no deep gorges. And so a series of north walls were built there over the centuries to try and defend that. The first north wall, shown in a solid blue line, runs from the top end of the west wall across to the Temple Mount like that, and then along the west side of the Temple Mount, and then across the north side of the Temple Mount, like so. The second north wall, shown in the dotted blue, runs from the starts at the same point on the west end, and runs northward, and then jogs, we think, around the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and then runs up to that point and turns east at that point, and then swings back down and joins the, actually, Antonia Fortress just north of the Temple Mount. The third north wall we show in a larger dash, and it runs actually slightly off the map, but starts about the same place on the where the west wall reaches its north point, and runs further northward and off to just off the map at that point, and then across the northward that way, and then comes back down to the temple there. The third north wall was not actually standing during Jesus' ministry. That was built around in the early 40s, but was intended to enclose then some of the city sections that had been outside before. The other, the south and east and west wall and the first and second north walls were all standing during Jesus' ministry. Here's some pictures of the city walls. This is the east wall in the Jerusalem model, running there with the square towers on it, angling over to the right and then aiming towards the temple, which you can see back there where there are some people standing. That's the east wall. The west wall, as it looks today, is like this. The north walls on the Jerusalem model look like this. The closest thing to us is the third north wall. The first north wall is all the way down there, almost to that tree, and runs from below the Antonia Fortress, where you can see the four towers, over to the towers at the Jaffa Gate. The second north wall runs from the Antonia Fortress towards us, and then swings across to the west and back down, and then the third north wall is here, nearest where we're standing. These walls divide up the city into sections, and we've labeled these sections on the map with letters of the alphabet. D represents the city of David, the territory taken by him from the Jebusites. T represents the Temple Mount, built originally by Solomon and then enlarged later by Herod after the just before Jesus' ministry. The lower city is marked L here. The boundary between the lower and upper city is disputed, and the map we're using shows the boundary differently than the black line we've shown here on our map. Upper city with U, the second quarter with second Q there, kind of a yellow color, and the new city or Bezetha shown in orange. Well, looking at the sections of the city, here's what the city of David looked like according to the Jerusalem model, which is how the place is thought to have looked in New Testament times. We believe the boundary lines are pretty accurate. The details of the walls and the buildings, of course, are conjecture, since not enough material remains to do details on things like that. This is the upper city in the Jerusalem model. At the background, we can see the temple proper, rather slightly bluish-looking here, is actually a white marble. And then to the left of it, the four towers, the Antonia Fortress, and below them the retaining walls of the temple. And then the stuff that we see sticking up between that and where we are is the upper city. The lower city would be hidden behind the upper city down in that gorge, which lies between the dark temple wall and the little pointed tower sticking up here on the upper city. Going around the other side of the city and shooting back towards the lower city, you can see what it looks like here. And the builders of this model, on the advice of archaeologists, have put in much more modest-looking buildings in the lower city, which was not as expensive a part of town as the Ophel or the upper city were. The new city, or Bezetha, in the Jerusalem model is shown here as the much less densely populated area there that you can see between the walls where the spectators are standing and the wall back by the building there that's the caretaker's shed or whatever it is for the model. New city, or Bezetha, in the Jerusalem model. Major buildings and structures in Jerusalem in New Testament times. Well, we use T for the temple complex, A for the fortress Antonia, J for the Jaffa Gate towers, three towers there, H for Herod's palace, S for the Sanhedrin building, and a question mark. The information we have from the rabbinic literature puts the Sanhedrin building on the Temple Mount, so that's where we have put it here, and the Hippodrome. Place where the chariot racing was done. That's why we use C, I think, for our abbreviation here. We think probably down in the Tarapean Valley, perhaps in the lower city somewhere. And again, no surviving remains of that, but reference to the Hippodrome in Josephus's writings. Theater, I have not even marked on here, but perhaps down in the lower city as well. Some photographs then of the Jerusalem model. This is the temple and its courts in the Jerusalem model. Again, the slightly bluish-looking tall building would be the temple proper. Inside that would be the holy place and the most holy place. To the left of that, inside the rather fortified-looking area there, would be, first of all, the court of the priests, which would be between the very high open door of the temple building proper and the smaller gate down to the left of it, lower left of it, would be the court of the priests. The court of the women would be out here further, where the inside, where these three crenellated square towers can be seen. And the court of the Gentiles would then be out almost in the foreground. You can see a wall here at the very foreground coming on the lower left and a little bit on the lower right. And then on top of that wall, you have a platform you can walk around on. And then down behind that is the court of the Gentiles. This is a picture of the Antonia Fortress in the Jerusalem model, the four square towers, the slightly taller one overlooking the temple proper on the right, and the other three just a few feet shorter than that. This was a fortification that was manned by the Romans during the time of Jesus' ministry, built, I think, probably earlier than that, though. The Jaffa Gate and its towers in the Jerusalem model. three towers here named for Herod's best friend and his most his favorite wife and one of his brothers, Hippicus, Phasael, and Mariamne would be the name of those towers. Here's the Hippodrome in the Jerusalem model, seen down here at the bottom, the kind of U-shaped porticos there. You get the best idea of what that looked like in the film Ben-Hur, where you see the chariot racing there taking place. Actually, I think part of that does take place in Jerusalem, according to the story. Here's a reconstruction of the Hippodrome, I think probably the Circus Maximus in Rome. And you can see the long straightaways running away from you here to the right, and the stadium seating, if you like, to the left. And a little of that to the right as well, and then kind of the island in the middle of the Hippodrome, so that the chariots raced down the one side here of the island and then sharp turning and back up the other side. And that's done accurately enough in the film Ben-Hur. Some pictures of chariot racers from antiquity, one of these from a stone block and the other from little stone tiles on the floor, mosaic. You can see here for chariot racers, and both of these represent four-horse chariots. The stone block on the left, you can also see the cone-shaped dividers there that represent the center of the hippodrome, and this chariot in the foreground is trying to turn that corner, and you can see over in the right background the chariot going away up the other side. Other sites related to Jesus' ministry at Jerusalem. The Pool of Bethesda is here marked in the upper right of the map, just above the Temple Mount. The Pool of Siloam in the very lower part of this map, an S. The Upper Room, marked U. Caiaphas' House, marked C. Gethsemane, marked G. And then three locations have been suggested for Calvary, marked with C and another letter here. The traditional Calvary, marked CT. This is where the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is located. Gordon's Calvary, marked CG, just up in the orange, just above the T in Tyropean Valley. And Martin's Calvary, located again off the map to the east over on the Mount of Olives. Some pictures of some of these sites. This is a picture of the Pool of Bethesda, now buried by rubble, and a certain area here has been dug out, but you don't have a good feel of what the place looked like exactly. Here the Pool of Siloam, also at a lower level because of fill from erosion, bringing in deposits, so you have to walk down a stairway to get to the outlet here of the of Hezekiah's tunnel and the Pool of Siloam. This is a picture of the Golden Gate, what had been the east gate of the Temple Mount, coming out from the temple precincts right outside, right through the city wall and outside the city, a gate that is now blocked up. I believe in fulfillment of a prophecy in Ezekiel. We talk about that in our Prophecy Ancient and Modern PowerPoint talk. You can see behind it the gold dome of the Dome of the Rock. Some other sites. This is a traditional site of the Upper Room. You can see from the architecture here that we're looking at some kind of a Gothic from the Crusader period. This is the church that has been built over the traditional site of Caiaphas' house here to the upper left, and we're standing on a stairway below that. This is the church and garden at Gethsemane. There are a couple of different sites for the garden at Gethsemane, all on the Mount of Olives. This is the Catholic one, the rather impressive Catholic church there. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Initial part built at Constantine's time, but then part of that destroyed and other stuff rebuilt and such, and it was in the middle of a renovation when I took these pictures in the 70s. Inside, this is the tomb in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional tomb of Jesus. Here's Gordon's Calvary to the north of the city, identified by Gordon in the 19th century because it had a rather skull look to it. That's not quite so obvious now, but certainly the idea of some caves and limestone do give you a little bit of that sort of feel to it. The garden tomb, quite close to Gordon's Calvary, is this. It perhaps looks more like Jesus' tomb than the traditional site does, but there's good evidence that it was not a new tomb at Jesus' time, as we're told Jesus' tomb was, and so this is not likely to be the right site. Well, that's our quick tour of the city of Jerusalem. We close here with a picture at the end, and the picture shown here is the Muslim Dome of the Rock, built over the site of the temple, we believe, in Jerusalem.